You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, besties. Welcome back to Try Not to Care. It's your girl, Ashley. I hope you had a good ass weekend. Per usual, I've been going through it. Shit has just been hitting the fan left and right for me. And to be really honest, I was going to postpone this episode like I did 2 weeks ago. But I was like, no, just because I'm having a hard time doesn't mean you guys have to have a hard time too. Because I know a lot of you do look forward to listening to this every Monday. So we're doing the damn thing. You know, I might be struggling, but we're here. And that's all that matters. With that being said, I do want to talk about something later. I feel like recently I've been talking a lot about dark and heavy shit. And I just want to have a feel-good episode. And with my life being so chaotic right now, I want to feel organized myself and get my shit together. So today we're going to be going over everything hot girl summer related. Summer is coming full force. I can feel it. I'm excited. There's just a different energy in the air right now with summer than previous summers. And I just know it's going to be a good one. So we gotta prep for it. Get in the mindset and optimize being the hottest bitch this summer. I think a lot of people, when they think hot girl summer, they think that they have to have just gotten out of a breakup or have to be single in order to participate in hot girl summer. A lot of people, when they think hot girl summer, they think, well, you just broke my heart. Now I'm on my hot girl shit and I'm gonna fuck everyone under the sun and just go buck wild, which you absolutely can. Like, if you wanna go do that, definitely go do that. I have definitely done that and had a great time doing it. But that just isn't what hot girl summer is. Hot girl summer is not about anyone but you. Hot girl summer isn't about being in or out of a relationship. When I think hot girl summer, I think focusing on you and becoming the best version of yourself, really taking the next few months to decompress from the crazy fucking year you just had. Hot girl summer is about looking good. Yeah, you're tan, you're fucking sun-kissed, you're beautiful, but also feeling good and taking care of your mind, body, and spirit. That's just as important, if not more. I think what hot girl summer is, to me, is romanticizing the fuck out of your life. And yeah, you should romanticize your life all year round, but it's a little easier to do when it's hot out, it's beautiful, and there's more things to do. You have more daylight, there is less time working and more time spending time with people that you love, more time spending time on yourself. It's just a good fucking time. I think the difference between having like a normal summer and having a hot girl summer is the mindset and intention behind it. When I think hot girl summer, I see myself with a good ass morning routine. I see myself going on walks and trying new coffee shops. I see myself at the beach every weekend. I see myself going on drives, listening to music, and finding new places to watch the sunset. I see myself, I don't know, adventuring off to find random places to swim. I see myself doing things that push me out of my comfort zone, things that seem good on paper that I'll actually do, because it's so easy to make a bucket list. It's so easy to write down things that you want to do throughout the year. You know, we all start out at the beginning of the year with resolutions. We create dream boards, vision boards. But sometimes it's hard to do those things because they seem a little bit unattainable. So you put them off and you don't do them. But when I see myself in Hot Girl Summer, I see myself making these lists, making them realistic, and they align with me and what I want. And they're not just on paper. I actually pursue them. So before we even get into Hot Girl Summer, I want to talk about prepping for Hot Girl Summer, because right now, I don't even know when the first day of summer technically is, but I think right now is crucial to actually prep for it and get in the mindset of it, okay? You know, this is going to be a good fucking time. We're going to own this shit, because the first step to doing anything and being excited for something and being ready for it is planning and setting the intentions for it. If you start every day and say, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and it's going to be a great fucking time, guess what? It's going to be a million times easier to achieve it. So we're going to say right now, we're going to have a good fucking summer. We are going to take care of ourselves. We're going to focus on ourselves. And that doesn't depend on anyone but ourselves. So in order to do that, we're going to plan it right now and get ready for it and get in the mindset of it. So let's do this shit. I think we can agree, when you think of Hot Girl Summer, you think glow up, right? But like I was saying, you don't want to just look good. You want to feel good too. So let's plan that out and prep for that and make sure that we are taking care of what needs to be taken care of, because it's going to be easy to make a list of things that you want to do and achieve this summer. But if you feel like ass and you're not taking care of yourself, then you're not going to be able to do any of those things. And even if you are able to do those things, you're going to feel like shit doing it. So the first thing for prep for Hot Girl Summer is you need to be drinking a shit ton of water, especially if you're going to be out in the sun. I am a raging bitch if I am dehydrated or if I'm hungry, so making sure you get enough water is so crucial. And also, water is just going to make your skin look good, and it'll help with bloating. And if you're planning on drinking and going out this summer, you're going to want to make sure you're hydrated so you don't die. You got to take care of yourself. And make sure you don't end up in the hospital, because I've done that multiple summers, and let me tell you, it's not fun, and neither is the medical bill. So drink your fucking water. With that being said, if you don't already have one, invest in a good-ass water bottle. I know it's stupid, but getting a water bottle that's like pretty and it fits your aesthetic and makes you feel good drinking out of it, it's going to make you want to drink more water. I want to get one of those water bottles. You can find them on Amazon, that tells you how much water you should be drinking per hour, because I am so competitive and I have anxiety if I'm not on schedule for shit. So having that would probably make me actually drink so much water. So I'm going to buy one after I record this episode, and I promise you, I'm going to drink more water than I've ever drank in my entire life this summer. Second, making sure you're eating enough and not stressing out about what your body is going to look like in a bikini and a crop top, because fuck that. I promise you, it does not matter what you weigh or what you look like. Confidence is everything. I am telling you, if you are confident, that is going to shine way more than anything that you're saying to yourself in your head about your body that you don't like. When I see someone that I find attractive, I don't look to their body. I am attracted to their energy. So someone who is confident in who they are and what they look like is so much hotter than someone with a killer body whose energy is shit. So we're going to eat yummy food and not worry about how much we're eating or about the calories. And the reason I say making sure you're eating enough is because during the summer, we tend to socialize a lot more and we go out a lot more. And having to do that takes a lot of energy out of us. So if you're not eating a lot, it's going to be exhausting, and you're probably not going to be very pleasant to be around if you're hangry and tired. So drink your water and eat your food. On top of that, like I said about drinking water and how it's going to make your skin look a lot better, we want to focus on skincare, especially making sure you're wearing sunscreen. I love a good tan myself, but as I get older and I'm noticing how my skin reacts to the sun, and I'm noticing peeling and burning ain't it. It's not worth it. And when it comes to like facial skincare, I honestly do think with Hot Girl Summer, less is more for makeup. By all means, you could wear as much makeup as you want, but I think it's really great to embrace your skin and let your skin breathe during these months where you can actually go out in the sun and get a good ass tan, get some color, let your freckles come through and just naturally shine. And I don't think confidence has anything to do with wearing makeup or not wearing makeup, but I do think that if you are insecure about how you look without makeup, the more you go without it and you see yourself without it and you force yourself to go out in public without it, you'll become more comfortable and more confident without wearing makeup. The summers that I felt the prettiest is when I ditched wearing a full face of makeup and went more for things that enhanced my features. Like, I know it's expensive and it's a lot of upkeep, but I do think eyelash extensions in the summer are fucking iconic. And I used to love getting them because I felt pretty when I was at the pool, at the beach, and I didn't have to wear mascara. I woke up feeling like a bad bitch. And it wasn't a huge change for my natural features. It was just my eyelashes looking a little longer. But it didn't take me putting makeup on to make myself feel pretty. So I think it's really about embracing your natural features and letting that shine. With all of that being said, wear your fucking sunscreen. I know you want to get a tan, trust me, me too, but you could still get a tan with sunscreen. It's not one or the other. You could have tanning oil and sunscreen. I have gone many summers where I ditched the sunscreen because I wanted to tan, but I ended up burning the fuck out of myself and peeling. And let me tell you, there's nothing pretty about peeling all over your body. By the end of last summer, I looked like a snake shedding its skin. Very much not Hot Girl Summer. Very much Snake Girl Summer. And make sure you have a good lotion for your body. Nothing is better than getting a good tan and then having a great skincare routine for your body after the shower. Currently, I have a moisturizer for my body for aftercare for tanning. So after I go out in the sun, I apply it to my body and it really moisturizes and heals my skin, especially if it's burnt. So here are the things I'm going to tell you to go buy if you don't already have them. The water bottle, the sunscreen, and that's another thing kind of like the water bottle. Get sunscreen that you're going to be excited to use, even if it's like something stupid, like a brand that you like or a certain smell of sunscreen that you like that you're going to actually want to put on your body and not dread doing it. Get a good moisturizer. Again, just like the sunscreen and the water bottle, make sure that it's a smell that you like or a brand that you like, so you're going to want to reach for that. And I know some of us don't want to wear that much makeup in the summer or no makeup at all, but for my besties that do, I think making the switch to BB cream or a tinted moisturizer that has sunscreen in it is the move. A forever favorite of mine is the It Cosmetics BB cream. That shit is insane. I mean, it's thick, but it's so good, and they have a dewy one that I love and I want to pick it up for the summer. It's just so good and I recommend it. There's probably a few things I'm missing and I would love for you to DM me your Hot Girl Summer essentials, but now I want to talk about really getting into the mindset for Hot Girl Summer, because you could be a hot girl and it could be summer, but if you're not feeling the best and you're feeling a little sad, it's gonna turn into a depressed girl summer, and we don't want that. Like I said, the next few months are going to be crucial to decompressing and taking care of yourself to energize for the next half of the year. You need to be able to give yourself a break every once in a while, and this goes for everyday life. I respect the hustle. I respect someone who wants to get shit done, who wants to work. I'm the same way. It's hard to pull me out of doing something when I'm in it. If I'm working on something, I don't want to stop until I'm done, but you need to. If you don't take a break, you're going to overexhaust yourself, and the thing that you're working on or the thing that you're doing isn't going to be as great as it could be. I know it's a stupid analogy, but think about your car and gas. If you're driving from point A to point B, but you only have so much gas, you don't have enough gas to get to point B. You need to stop or else you won't get there. In a perfect world, you would love to get to point B without stopping, but you can't because you'll break down. And yes, stopping for gas is a quick 2 to 5 minute break, but that's exactly my point. Your break doesn't have to be this huge chunk of your time. You just need a little time out of your day or your life to just have a moment to breathe and chill the fuck out before diving headfirst into something. Because if you don't take that break, you're gonna break down and shit's not going to ever be what you want it to be. So taking the time this summer to chill the fuck out and prepare yourself for the next half of the year is so important, and that's what we're going to talk about. As I was saying, Hot Girl Summer is not about being in a relationship or being single or whatever. It's about focusing on you. It's not about worrying what your ex is doing or what someone else is doing. It's solely taking care of what you need to take care of. It's doing things to make yourself feel good and working to be the best version of you. And to do this and be the best version of you, you want to make sure that you're really focusing on your mindset and making sure that you have a healthy mindset. Because life is so much harder when you're in a shitty fucking mood and you're looking at everything as nothing's going right. And I found out that I can optimize my day and my success if I wake up every day feeling good and I go to bed feeling good, even if the day was shit. As long as I go to bed feeling okay and grateful and ready for the next day, then I know the next day is going to be okay. I think for waking up in a good mood, a really important thing that helps me achieve this is having a really good morning routine. I love to wake up early in the summer. I am a morning person. Obviously, I have a lot more difficulty during the rest of the year when it's pitch black outside in the morning. But if the sun is up, bitch, so am I. I love to wake up and have my morning coffee, and I love to do my morning routine. And that's exactly why I think morning routines are so important in general, but especially in the summer, because it makes you want to wake up. And from a bitch that's pretty depressed, you know, and loves to sleep, being able to say, I'm excited to wake up and do this routine is huge. But I know not everyone likes to wake up early, so I'm not saying that if you don't want to wake up early that you're going to have a bad fucking day, especially if your body needs sleep. If your body is telling you to sleep, bitch, sleep. And I think another great thing, like I was saying, is having a daily skincare routine on top of wearing sunscreen and moisturizing. Being excited to look in the mirror and say your affirmations and put on a really great face wash and refresh yourself and prepare yourself for the day is badass, and I love it. I was just having this conversation with my best friend the other day that I'm pretty sure having my current skincare routine is actually ruining my skin. And I think skincare is kind of a scam because men wash their face with a bar of soap and they have no breakouts, but women have like a 50-step routine. But I love the idea of having a skincare routine. It's so fun to me. So I don't think I'll ever stop doing it. That's why I'm broke. But just having a morning ritual like waking up and doing your skincare routine is going to ensure that your day starts off good. I love to spend the first 10 to 30 minutes of the day outside, even if it's just to let my dogs out or drink coffee or water, to journal my thoughts or what I dreamt about the night before, and just not go directly to my phone, because I've noticed if I look at my phone immediately as I wake up, I might have a text or an email or a notification that's going to give me anxiety or make me not feel the best. And I don't want to start my day off like that. I want to start my day off on my terms and on the right foot and put me in the best mindset that I possibly can be in. Before I go on my phone, I like to stretch, do a meditation, even if it's like 3 to 5 minutes. If I do go on my phone though, I go directly to Spotify and find a good podcast or relaxing music to listen to, and I go for a walk. Just spending the first half of my morning to sort through my thoughts and decide how I'm feeling in that moment and how I want to feel for the day, and not allowing other people from over the phone to decide how I'm going to feel. And I know for some people, most people, they still work during the summer, but it's still manageable to create a routine around your normal working schedule to be able to manage to take care of yourself and have fun doing it. I know waking up early is hard, but trying to wake up at least 30 minutes earlier than you normally would for at least the next few months to allow yourself those extra minutes before going and getting ready for work to prep for yourself and the day so you can optimize feeling good while you're at work. I always tell myself this, although waking up can be hard, I'll never regret it later on in the day if I spent those extra minutes taking care of myself and doing things for myself. Also, I'll never feel tired from doing things that make me feel good. I know there's this idea that the more you do, the more you'll exhaust yourself, but I found that the more things I do that align with me and I enjoy actually doing them, it energizes me more. So if I'm getting all these things done and crossed off my list that I need to do, but I also want to do, like waking up early, journaling, stretching, drinking water, going for a walk, after I accomplish each of those things, I feel more energized. Whereas if I were just to lay there on my couch and ignore those things that I wanted to do because I'm tired, not only am I going to feel like shit about myself and a little guilty for not doing it, but it's going to make me more tired. Doing things that light you up and you're excited about are always going to give you more energy. Whenever I leave people that are really good company and make me feel good about myself, I always leave them feeling better about myself and more energized. Whereas if I were to hang out with people who aren't the nicest to me or are doing things that I don't exactly align with, I always leave feeling guilty and less energized. So create yourself a good-ass morning routine. It does not have to be anything that I shared, but I'm just sharing what I love and what I'm excited to do every morning and what I literally do every single morning, not even during the summer, but especially during the summer. But not only a good morning routine, but making sure you're going to bed feeling good too, because that's going to set the tone for the next day. I don't want to really go much into a nighttime routine, but I think making sure the last 5 minutes before you go to bed is so important, because I read somewhere, I'm pretty sure in one of my manifesting books, that the last 5 minutes before you go to sleep is going to set the mood for your dreams and also how you're going to wake up and feel the next day. And I found that I always feel worse the next morning and I tend to have terrible dreams if I spend the last 5 minutes on my phone scrolling through TikTok and Instagram. And this isn't to bash anyone on their phones. My phone is glued to me at all times. I am a little iPad baby with my phone. I love my phone. But I don't want to spend the last 5 minutes of my time comparing myself or judging others or whatever that you do on your phone before I go to bed. So what I like to do before I go to sleep is read one of my books, at least one chapter, or fall asleep to bedtime affirmations, or I stretch, or I journal, or meditating before I go to sleep. And it doesn't have to be a 30-minute meditation. Like I said, I do 3 to 5 minutes because, being completely transparent with you, I have a hard time clearing my mind and staying silent, and I just thrive under chaos. So having a short time to just breathe and meditate is helpful as is. Another thing that really helps me as I'm falling asleep is thinking about like 3 things that I'm excited for the next day, which a lot of the time is my coffee, is my walk, is things in my morning routine. But thinking about those things and setting those intentions for the next day really do set the tone for that day. So like I said before about buying a water bottle, moisturizer, sunscreen, I think you should also have a journal. Journaling is so crucial throughout the year, but especially journaling for the summer to write down your affirmations, your goals, your intentions, just like I said, to decompress before the next half of the year comes. And find yourself a good podcast to listen to if, you know, mine isn't doing it enough for you, or you could go back and listen to any episodes you missed of mine, shameless plug there, or find yourself some really good music to listen to and be excited to listen to it, or make yourself a playlist to listen to every morning as you're getting ready for the day. I try to spend every night reading a book, and I suck at reading, so usually it's only like a chapter, but a chapter is still a chapter. So find a book that's going to be exciting to pick up, or a book that's going to motivate you to read, or that's going to help you. Every book that I read is teaching me and inspiring me. So get yourself a journal, listen to my podcast or a podcast, or make yourself a Spotify playlist, Apple playlist, and find yourself a good book. The last thing I want to talk about is actually doing things this summer, because when you think of Hot Girl Summer, I'm sure you think about like going to the beach, going on vacations, going out with your friends, doing all of these things, because why the hell wouldn't you? Like, summer's fucking sick. But I think a lot of people make these lists, but they're hard to achieve sometimes because things happen. Life happens, you know? Sometimes people have to bail on you. Sometimes people are busy. But if you make a list for yourself and you solely focus on you, there's no reason why you can't do all of those things on the list if you're only depending on yourself and not depending on going on a vacation with all of your best friends or going out to the bar with your friends. Sure, you can do all of those things if those things happen to come up, but you want to create a list of things you want to do this summer that you could do alone and it doesn't require other people to come along for. A lot of people, myself included, tend to want to do things with people, but when those people cancel on them, they don't have the confidence to do that thing alone, even if it's just to go out to dinner. If someone cancels on you, you're like, fuck, I guess I have to order food or I have to make myself food rather than taking yourself out on a date and going out and sitting alone at a restaurant. So for Hot Girl Summer, what we're going to do this summer is if you want to go to the beach or you want to go do something but your friends don't want to or they can't, you're not canceling the plans. You're still going and doing it without them because that's what you wanted to do. You don't want to look back after summer and be like, wow, I wanted to do these things, but I didn't do it because I didn't have people to do that with. You should be your own fucking best friend. Look at yourself in the mirror and humanize that person that's looking back at you. That is a human being, and that human being goes and hangs out with a bunch of people all the time. So why can't you hang out with that person alone? You can. You can absolutely go and do anything that you want to do with your friends, with yourself. So that's part of the assignment this week, is making a bucket list of things that you want to do this summer. And when you're planning this list, don't plan or envision other people along with you. Of course, they can come with you if they want to, but when you're planning this list, envision only yourself doing these things so no one can spoil your plans. So go to the beach, go and find a new coffee shop every week to try out, thrift your whole summer wardrobe and travel to find new consignment shops. Create a Pinterest board and do all the things that you're pinning and want to do. One of the things that I'm excited for this summer, which is probably so stupid to say out loud, but I don't care. I'm a hot dog fanatic, and one day I was Googling where I can get hot dogs near me, and I realized how many hot dog shops were in the surrounding area of my apartment, and I decided that every week I'm going to try out every hot dog stand, and I don't care if I get sick of hot dogs. I want to try every single one, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. But just doing things that you're excited for and actually accomplishing those things, especially alone, is so badass, and I promise you by the end of the summer, it's going to be the best summer you've ever had because not only did you do all of those awesome things, but you did it for yourself because you knew you wanted to, just like you feel great after you do something for someone else and you make someone else happy and you fulfill their needs. Fulfilling your own with no help needed from someone is some hot girl shit. My main point is hot girl summer is not about anyone else but you. It's about embracing who you are and owning who you are and having the best time of your life with yourself. So make your list. I'm going to share mine at some point this week. I still have to draft it out. But make a list of the things that you want to do this summer. And it doesn't have to be activities. It could just be like waking up earlier, getting eyelash extensions, getting your hair as blonde as you can. Anything that you want this summer and putting that on the list. And at the end of the summer, we can look back together. I'll post my list and we can see how many things we crossed off. Also, like I said before, DM me anything that you think is essential to your hot girl summer because I am weak for things like that. Like if you tell me, you know, hey, I swear by this and I need this to survive. Oh, bitch, you know that I'm buying it. Send me your Amazon storefront because I will purchase that immediately. And if you're new here listening to the podcast, you could always DM me on both my Instagram at Ashley Corbo and the podcast Instagram, which is Trying Not the Number 2 Care Podcast. I also have a TikTok with the same name for the podcast. And as always, if you can, please give Try Not to Care a 5-star rating on whichever platform you listen to it on. It really helps me out. I really appreciate it. And yeah, let's have ourselves a hot girl fucking summer. Even if you're a boy listening to this or however you identify, hot person summer. We're hot bitches. I consider everyone a bitch, like bitch in a nice way. Not like fuck you, bitch. Like hot bitch summer. Okay, I gotta fucking go. As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. I will talk to you next week. I can't wait to talk to you when you guys DM me. Please DM me. I am lonely. All right, I love you. I am so unhinged today. Okay, love you. Bye.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10/1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.